What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. I'm eating nuts today, pistachio nuts, not somebody else's nuts. And that is what she said. Jokes aside, today's podcast is the three secrets to win any argument with a woman, okay? Shit test or frame tests, okay? That's what I'm talking about here. And there are various techniques that you can use. But first of all, if you're new to the channel, welcome. Please subscribe. You can find a button in the top right bottom right corner. Just click on it, subscribe. And other than that, I also wanted to say that I've been quite busy on Tony's League that you can find under tonysleague.anthonyhustle.com. I'll talk more about that later, and tonight I'll post another report on there that deals exactly with this topic, the secrets to winning any argument with women, win shit tests and frame tests and so on and so forth. So the other thing is that these frame test reframers or shit test reframers, these techniques, you can find them in my book The Bible. There's hundreds of lines and techniques across, you know, every single step from approach to close, from street to bedroom, and loads of examples for shit test reframers or frame test reframers, how to win arguments, basically. You can win arguments, as usual, in two ways, verbally or physically, and please don't get distracted while I chew on these nuts. So, you know, you can win them verbally and you can win them physically. But today I just want to give you three really simple techniques, okay? Because I think, you know, you can always get very theoretical and get too theoretical and not really get any, you know, anything across that you can implement, basically. So the first one is what I call the What's That Song Reframer, okay? And it's really super effective at night in bars and clubs and so on, because you would need music, you know? Okay, usually when you're in a bar, pub, club, whatever, cocktail bar, beach club, you have music in the background, and let's assume you're standing there being cool and you're talking and it's a beach club and it's summer, you know, and you're feeling good and you had a few drinks, and she says, she looks at your, you know, at your bathing suit or your boxer shorts, whatever it's called, your trunks, and says, nice bathing suit, did your mom pick it for you? It's very nice and colorful. You know, you could blend in a little bit like the gay guys. You're not gay, are you? And obviously that's a shit test or a frame test, and a lot of guys, you know, would be thrown off. And this in particular happens when, you know, maybe she's not sucking up to you, but she's hot and has her own values and is cocky and extroverted. It doesn't really happen with, like, the, you know, wallflower, plain chain kind of girl, not as often at least. It can happen, actually. It happens in that Polish set I'll talk about later. But so then you need a response, right? And the number one response, if you're in that setting where you have music, is you look away a little bit, maybe into the horizon, and you just look at her and just say, "What's that song?" And you deliver it as if you were, kind of drifting away. Okay, and then you ask, "What's that song?" And the important bit of that frame test reframer is that you just don't react to what she says. You look away a little bit and then you turn over or turn to her and you say, "Sorry, what's that song?" And she'll be thrown off, because it's like somebody trying to tell you a joke, and just when they're about to deliver the punchline, you say, "Sorry, just wait a second, I need to tie my shoes," okay? Then they have to start again, and, you know, then she has to say, she has to, like, start again and say, "Sorry, I just told you your pants look like, you're gay," or something, and you can say, "Sorry, yeah, whatever, but what's that song? And he kind of like dismisses it. It's like ignores it, and that's the it takes all the power away from her. And because it doesn't register on your BIOS, on your like on your operating system, it's very powerful, okay? And there's nothing to hold on to, and she completely loses the argument. And literally a one-liner, right? What's that song? You need a song, but then what's that song, right? And you don't necessarily need a song. You could go into your head and say like, and start like singing a little bit. It's a bit more complicated. You can sing like, let me see that, dong, 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 dong. And then you're like, do you remember that song? Well, what's the name of that song? Who sang that song? But you have to sing a little bit. It's a bit more hard, or harder to deliver. But, you know, I think that's a very powerful technique. I used it plenty of times. In the first instance, frame tests shouldn't really come up that much if you have good frame control, but they can come up, especially beach clubs, night game, where it's like all, you know, a smoke and mirrors. Right, so that's technique number one. And just so you know, I released these podcasts 1 week earlier on my, you know, real podcast platform, not on YouTube. They come out a week later just because, you know, I'm trying to diversify a little bit. So if you want to listen to them, you know, more timely, just go to Google, Spotify, or any of the big, you know, podcast platforms, Anchor and so on, and you can listen to the podcast a week earlier. Anyway, back to the three secrets to win any argument with a woman. The second technique is similar, and I'm still eating nuts, is similar, but it's a little bit different. It's just drifting away in thought. Okay, so you receive the shit tests, like, whatever, nice haircut, reminds me of my 16-year-old brother, you know, he has the same curly hair as you have, whatever it is, you know, and instead of, like, saying, what's that song, you just, like, drift away, like, start from looking into her eyes, just drifting away into the background, focus goes further out onto the horizon, and then you just shake your head and go back and say, sorry, what did you just say? I was just totally lost in thought. Anyway, what were you saying? This must have been important. And then again, she has to repeat, and again, it loses complete power. And again, you could even follow it up with like, actually, do you know what's that song? And then, you know, you'd stack them on top of each other. And it's super powerful because, you know, again, you ignore it, it doesn't register on your operating system, she has to repeat it, it's like, you know, again, it's like somebody trying to deliver a punchline, and you're like, just hold on a second, I just need to go do something, you know, that's a very high status thing to do, you know, again, it subcommunicates, A, I don't give a fuck, and B, I am the prize here, I am the, you know, I'm the best option in terms of survival and replication value. Yeah? Okay, so that's the second technique, very, very similar. And notice that these two techniques are super powerful because, you know, for the second one, you don't even need music. You can practice it in the mirror, right? Look in the mirror, imagine her saying some shit, you know, nice shirt, do they make it for men? And then you just drift away and you just say, sorry, what did you say? It's just, you know, if you want to be super cocky, you can say, sorry, Your Honor, right? Oh, no, sorry, Jane, sorry, I mixed it up, you know. Just like you don't even know her name, you know. So super powerful because super easy, super nonverbal and very general, applicable on a wide array of scenarios. Okay, so that's that. And then the third one, maybe a little bit more advanced because it's a little bit more verbal, and it's very good because you can't, you know, if she keeps testing you, you can't keep ignoring her all the time, you know. I mean, you can, but like, you know, she will say at some point, this might be a good technique, at one point she'll say, sorry, are you listening to me? And you say, look, I listen to you 50% of the time. But you can work your way up to like 80%. But that's really the limit. if you work really hard and you impress me, I'll listen 80%, okay? And then you can make it like recurring themes and basically callback humor or callback routine, and that's super powerful as well. Tony getting technical. Okay, the third routine or pattern, really, it's not a routine. I've noticed the first two are routines, and the last one is really a pattern. It's called agree and amplify, okay? Still eating nuts. Agree and amplify is a very simple technique. She says something negative about you, and you just agree, and then you amplify it out of proportion, okay? So let's assume, she says, like, whatever, you're standing at the bar, and she says, oh, can you buy me a drink? And you say, look, that's a really bad way of shutting me up. And she says, oh my God, you're such an asshole, okay? Which is anyway an IUI. And you say, and then you agree and amplify that asshole. You say, yeah, I'm your worst nightmare. I'm the guy you don't want to introduce me to your parents. You know, I'll probably have sex with you tonight and then just throw you out in the middle of the night while it's raining, snowing, and there's like drug addicts in the street. Okay, and that's super powerful because whatever she says, you just amplify it. Okay, you know. And you just exaggerate it, and it completely destroys the attempt, right? It basically, both of these techniques have one thing in common: they make you aerodynamic. Yeah, you become the, you become Teflon Tony, okay? Anything, you know, that's being shot at you can't really hit you. Yeah, you're like Neo in the Matrix, you know? Just pick out those lines, and like he picks out the bullets and you just drop them and it just disappear. And like, you know, you're eating a sandwich while you're fighting with one of those agents with one hand, you know? Whereas before they were like destroying you, throwing you through walls and stuff. So that's really through three very simple techniques. And they're so powerful, like, because if you really master them, they're so powerful that there's literally, still eating nuts by the way, no shit tests that, or frame tests that can hit you. And I can give you another example, doesn't really matter. I'll probably do that on the, not probably, I'll definitely do that for the Hustler Elite guys. I'll put two more frame test reframers on there, and in particular two very powerful ones. One is the Pure Connection frame test reframer, and the other one is the Male Leader frame test reframer. Okay, you can read up on those in, again, the Bible. There's, I think, 10 examples for each of them. Super powerful. Even in the free PDF, there's at least one free example for each of them. But I'll give them on the Hustler Club, my video product, which you can find on my website, link in description and so on. So yeah, for YouTube guys, that's about it. Just on that write-up, okay, back to Tony's leak. So I will publish a report on that Polish seated set in Covent Garden, which, by the way, is the first set ever I got filmed on by somebody I paid. Yeah, okay, Tom Torero had filmed me years ago, but I lost that footage when I was much, much younger in the beginning. But then, you know, this guy I paid to film me, and this was literally the first approach I ever did with this guy. And yeah, when I came back, he said, you've done this before. I said, yeah, a couple of times. Okay, so, but anyway, long story short, it's some guy, Colin Garden, super frame testy, super difficult for somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. Loads of frame tests there, loads of agree and amplify, cocky funny, loads of techniques on my side to deal with her frame tests. And there's also a D2, and there's even more cocky stuff on there about planting the German flag in Polish soil and so on and so forth. You can watch that on, again, the Hustler Club videos. So, you know, lots of guys wondering whatever happened with that set, and I'll spill the beans in the Hustler Club, because, you know, got to retain some of the value for the guys that are paying the big bucks, okay? So, but I will, no, actually, on this one, actually, I changed my mind. I will actually put it on Tony's League. So you can write, you can read the whole set of that Polish seated set on Tony's League. Sign up, as I said, the first 100 people are free. There's already 45 or 50 people on there now, so the first 100 are free. If you want to keep reading my shit, my reports, other people's reports, and be part of that community, sign up, because sooner or later the numbers will run out. Okay, so that's pretty much it, I think. I will, you know, give two more examples now on the Male Leader frame and the Pure Connection frame, on how to use those techniques to reframe frame tests, shit tests, whatever you want to call them, okay, and to basically win any argument with any woman, really. And I hope, really, like, you got to take it seriously, because these three secrets to win any argument with a woman that I just gave you, they're extremely powerful, and the value of having those in, you know, in your pocket at any given point in time can really save your ass and make the difference between, you know, winning and closing and losing and going home alone. Because as Ali G said, there's a thin line between the booty and the punani, okay? We all know that. So thank you very much for the guys from YouTube. I will now go on and talk about how to use the Pure Connection frame and the Male Leader frame to reframe frame tests for the Hustler Club guys.